feel like we've been on this cruise for eternity.
Are you not enjoying it as much as usual?
I mean, it's fine, but it's a canal heading towards Birmingham, as opposed to a luxury liner heading towards the Caribbean.
Well, yes, but on the other hand, look at the scenery.
I am looking at the scenery.
And what do you see?
Canal. And an allotment or two and a building and a film
more
set.
Canal.
Yeah.
Do we get out and walk for a bit?
I want to chuck a buoy off the side, just like last time.
Do you
time.
Say buoy or...
No, what? It's buoy, but...
But Americans say buoy, don't they?
I know. I was just saying buoy because throwing a buoy over the side...
I know, always sounds wrong, doesn't it?
Misattributed. But are you enjoying it?
Well, yes, it's fine. I'm quite liking the slow pace of life. I quite like the lock stuff. I like the, you know, let it in, let it, you know, let it
fill
up. I think
we've lost a couple of boats, though. I think they've just sort of fallen off.
What, you mean they're no longer following in the flotilla?
I think they did a three-point turn, turned around and went back again.
I don't think you can do a three-point turn in a barge.
Well, maybe they sank then.
Longboat.
Longboat, yeah.
Canal longboat. Do you want to steer? It's literally straight line. You hold that rudder and you just don't move.
Anyway.
And you'll be fine.
We're really enjoying life on the take ship. We're well into... the countryside, although it still looks very industrial to me. And we thought we'd have some discussion about the, not quite sure what to show on our linked up series of screens. A film set on a boat. We didn't really think very much about this feature.
Go on.
And could be a rowing boat or a ferry.
And a pinch and a punch to the first person who says Titanic.
Lots of people said Titanic.
Of course. Because that's what happens. If you say to somebody, it's a really weird thing. If you say to somebody, name me a film set on a boat, the chances are they'll say Titanic. And that is a testament to how right James Cameron got it, despite all my reservations.
Yes.
And what would they have said before that? Would they have said the Poseidon Adventure? I mean, before Titanic became the thing, if you'd said to somebody, name me a film set on a boat... They might have said Das Boot, although, of course, that's a submarine.
Yes.
But what is the most famous boat or ship? Boat goes on a ship. Ship doesn't go on a boat. What's the most famous sea-bound film?
Well, let's see what our listeners have contributed.
Okay.
Mohammed says Matthew Vaughan's Stardust is a wonderful film. Robert De Niro's Captain Shakespeare seems to be having a huge amount of fun. I revisited it recently, and so many actors from there have gone on to huge roles, including Henry Cavill and Charlie Cox. I stumbled upon The Town recently.
Oh, yeah.
And
were you flicking through the channels?
Yeah, and I'd never seen it before, and I quite enjoyed it. John Hamm is in there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Jeremy Renner's in there.
Mm. Yeah, a lot of people in that film.
And then you see Pete Postlethwaite stealing most of the scenes.
As was his wont.
Thoroughly wicked, as he's stripping a rose of its petals, not a metaphor. And thinking, wow, yes, Pete Postlethwaite, what a great actor he was. Anyway, Giles B. correctly says, Master and Commander, The Far Side of the World. That was a terrific film.
Yeah, it was. It's a friend of mine took their fairly young son to see it. And the young son had to be taken out because it's very, very gripping. Oh. But have we hit something?
Sorry, I think... We're now underwater.
Wow.
That was a slight surprise there. Or we just changed fuel. We're now on diesel as opposed to petrol.
Okay, right.
It was really... I'm sure there's a reason why they didn't do a follow-up, but Master and Commander would have been great. Yeah. There were so many books in that
and
series.
As everybody said when they were describing it, it was so painterly. I mean, it was a film that looked like a moving painting.
John Fotheringham says Silent Running, although that's more of an ark than a boat.
Yeah, it's... You see, it was Spaceship... You do call them spaceship, okay? And the Valley Forge is a spaceship. So I do think that... And an ark is a boat, isn't it?
It's not really what we're talking about. There's no water. You're not on a boat. You've got to be on water, haven't you, for this to work?
So, yeah, all right, but I like Silent Running.
Simon Morgan says, mostly but not entirely, the full boaty
Juggernaut.
1974. The cast is first class at the very least.
I went to see Juggernaut at the Barnet Odeon when it first came out and I was so excited about it. It had one of those brilliant 70s posters of the boat sort of slightly over to one side and then a circle on the side of the boat with a thing showing you that there was a thing on it that was going to do dangerous stuff. And the trailer had Richard Harris going, "Oh, you're a good man, Juggernaut, but I am better."
I've never seen it.
Oh, it's a really properly. It was. I haven't seen it for a long time. When it first came out, I thought it was a really properly thrilling, you know, action. Well, not action movie. He has to go and stop Juggernaut from doing this terrible. Juggernaut is the name of the person. Juggernaut is the name of the person doing all the bad stuff.
I'm just gonna moor up here.
Okay.
I think.
Okay.
Cruel Sea, says Paddy Armstrong, understated and authentic in its depiction of convoy escort duties. And Jaws is suggested by Rajesh Sharma.
But would people say Jaws if you said most famous film on a boat? Because obviously the...
Parts of it.
What's the name of the boat? The,
too small.
No, but what's the name of the boat in Jaws? Orca. The Orca is a boat as opposed to a ship.
Anyway, so I think the question is, Mark, what is your favourite film that is set on a boat? Because Jaws doesn't count.
Well, I mean, weirdly, and I'd say this because I haven't seen it in such a long time, I loved Juggernaut when it came out. It is entirely possible that Juggernaut has not stood the test of time. I haven't seen it since the mid-1970s, but I remember going to see it with such excitement and actually seeing it twice. I saw it on the Sunday that it opened and the Saturday after it had opened, and I really, really enjoyed it.
In which case, it's that. We'll arrange for
it.
Yeah,
for the moment, it's Juggernaut.
Let's all gather around our small screens with a little bit of Wi-Fi as it stretches down our little convoy of narrow boats here on our cruise for 2013.
You're not in the spirit of this, are you?
Just like to go home, really.
Well, you could get out and walk. I mean, we haven't come very far. No, that's very true. You could have walked faster than we've got here.
No, that's very true. Anyway, the canal is cruising on very merrily for another week. Some emails have passed the time, Mark.
Go ahead. I'm amazed you've got enough Wi-Fi to get emails.
Paul Briscoe, after passing through Berkhamsted, the Grand Union passes between Tring and the tiny village of Aldbury, close to the National Trust property of Ashridge. Ashridge Common and the Ashridge House have featured in a number of films and TV shows, including Maleficent, Plotland, Sleepy Hollow, Harry Potter, The Dirty Dozen and The Crown. But I didn't write to tell you about Ashridge. Just outside Aldbury is a country house called Stocks, which at one time was a Playboy mansion and also features on the cover of the third Oasis album, Be Here Now, the one with the Rolls Royce in the swimming pool.
Oh, right, okay.
It also features in an episode of The Avengers in 1967 and the music video for Our House by Madness.
Our House.
Indeed. I know all this, not just because of Wikipedia, but because my wife and I had our wedding reception there close to 20 years ago.
Oh, well, congratulations.
Yeah. It was sold and became a private residence later that same year and never been back. It might be available to use as a tour stop, but who knows? Perhaps the current occupiers are members of the church. Should we try it?
Yeah, give it a go.
Anyway, Paul is sitting on patent attorney's pew at the moment.
You know when you mentioned the crown?
Yeah.
Do you wear the crown?
We all wear the crown.
We all wear the crown.
Good. Matt in Wingrave, 54 and a half. He'll have got that last reference. Suggestion for your Grand Union cruise. For your Leighton Buzzard stop,
yes. You
should visit the local quarry where some filming planning was done for that stunt in the new Mission Impossible movie.
Oh, really?
There was a flurry of local publicity when filming took place in May 21, with Tom Cruise flying in by helicopter on a few days and apparently being rather lovely and taking selfies with some local onlookers. Yeah. Perhaps this could be a theme for your cruise. Make it the Cruise. With Tom-based stops along the route. This is great. So we should definitely do that.
Do you think Tom would fly his helicopter in and land on our barge?
We could have a day excursion of driving motorbikes off cliffs.
And that would be great.
It would. Have we got time for this one? Dr. Ben Bowles. Between 2012... I've got some relevant experience here for your canal cruise.
Okay.
Between 2012 and 2018, I lived on a narrowboat on the canals and rivers around London and wrote my PhD thesis about the community of boaters who live and travel on the waterways. Your show was a constant companion throughout my time afloat and was instrumental in keeping me sane through thesis completion and the first few rocky years of an academic career. I'm now happily ensconced in Anthropologists' Apps, and I'm delighted to be able to credit you for your unknowing and one-sided support and friendship through some tough times. I now live near the canal in one of your forthcoming cruise destinations, the lovely Bedfordshire market town of Leighton Buzzard, or more correctly, the twin towns of Leighton Linslade. Please do not forget us over here on the Linslade side of the Ouse. Leighton Buzzard, Linslade and nearby villages have a long and storied film history, as well as being home to musical royalty in the form of both Kajagoogoo and the Baron Knights. Imagine that. Bridigo Bridge, just outside of the town, was a scene in the Great Train Robbery. The Borrowers would also be an appropriate film choice, as the author Mary Norton grew up in the Cedars.
We bumped into that thing again.
Not again. The area around Leighton Buzzard has also been the site of many film locations. The quarries around Leighton Buzzard were used extensively in The Mummy Returns and The Da Vinci Code.
Wow.
Anyway, there's lots of more where that came from. Thank you, Dr. Ben Bowles. I think we should probably moor up and bring you more next week.
I think we're taking on water.
Okay, well, we won't see you next week then.
Dive.